Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dungeon Bros Podcast. I'm Mr. Creepypasta. We're back again after 7 years hiatus, where we've recorded 7 different years. And once again, I'm joined with the ever-lovable General Drowned.
Hi, it's me, General Drowned, also known as Jen, and will be referred to as such for the rest of the podcast.
And also the under-lovable Matt.
Wait, what?
Yay. You know.
Can you believe it's our 7th anniversary already? We've been doing this for 7 years.
Yeah, consistent, nonstop.
Consistent 7 years of podcast.
200 episodes. I'm glad one of you guys has been recording these so I didn't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, all these podcasts. It must have got all corrupted there. If you haven't heard them, just keep looking on the internet. They're out there.
Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify and Amazon Music and Apple Music and
okay, look, we Google actually Play. Are on Spotify. You can't just be like, oh, don't forget this. Make up a whole bunch of other ones. Now you're going to be real confusing. Spotify is where we actually are. Also, I think we're on Apple Music.
Are we on Apple Music?
I don't know. I submitted this podcast so many places on our second anniversary. And I know for a fact we're on Spotify because...
Yeah, because we just linked that and we saw it yesterday.
I know for a fact we're on Spotify, but I don't know where we are other places. We'll be around.
And this is the part where like the editor will edit in the other places we're found at because we'll look it up later.
No, I don't think there's anywhere else. The editor, don't worry about editing anything.
No, edit it in. Don't worry.
No, we've agreed we're not going to keep pestering the editor with new things on this 7th anniversary episode and forward. Okay, the editor has a lot of work they have to do.
They can add one more thing.
Also for the 7th anniversary episode, I'm going to, and I don't think I've told you guys this, so you know, this is also a Christmas episode.
Oh shit, yeah. It's Christmas already?
This is our Christmas episode. Yeah, we've gone 7 years without a Christmas, and finally, here we are.
What a present to all of humanity. Another Dungeon Runners podcast episode.
Give me my hypothetical. What's the hypothetical this time?
So, the hypothetical for you to snack your brain on, give it some chew for thought, as they say, is if you were to eat all of the fast food around you, how long would it take you to get sick?
Okay, so like you, when you were pitching this before, like I immediately have questions and I still have questions.
Okay, what are your questions about this?
Okay, so when you say all the fast food around me, you mean like at this moment, like in my room, or you're like referring to like all the fast food places?
Let's say in your like drive vicinity. So like,
I could drive pretty far, Jen.
Yeah, that's right, because you live in a fucking everywhere is drivable to you.
I'll fucking go. I'll go 8 hours just to get like Tim Hortons. Don't fucking tempt me.
I was gonna say like there's 15 around the corner from my house, and they're not good ones either.
I know. I like the same for me. It's like it. There's stuff like 1 minute away from me. I could walk to it if I wanted to. I could leave this podcast and come back with food right now.
You serious?
There's a chippy.
What's a chippy?
Yeah, what the hell's a chippy?
So there's a chippy around the corner. It's like where you get fish and chips and stuff. But it's crossed so many hands, and it got good and then bad and then good. I think that's on its bad era right now, and I don't want to touch it. It's just grease. It's just slop. Because it's a chippy that serves like, you know, kebab, fish, chips. They're trying to serve curry, but it's, you could tell it's just left there all day. Like, I'm just looking at it. I'm like, they're not cooking that. They're just going to serve that to me. I ain't touching that.
They're just giving you the gas station variety slop. It's sitting under a heat lamp all day. It's like, this will be good for my customers.
I was gonna say, like, that's basically like Taco Bell over here. I feel like Taco Bell consistently goes through like the back and forth between like, oh yeah, I want to eat there, and like, hey, they've removed like all items I could possibly ever want to order from them, so now I never want to go to fucking Taco Bell.
Don't you ever talk bad about Taco Bell.
Yeah, the fine Mexican cuisine, the only thing that he gets to eat when he comes down to America.
Authentic Mexican cuisine. The only reason I go to America.
What the hell?
I like how he says that going to visit you specifically.
What the fuck?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if I want to chuck this opinion out there because it's like a gaudy one that I don't fully believe, but like I somewhat believe. But like, because I spent some time I spent a lot of time in Texas, and I've had a lot of Tex-Mex. It's really good. I went to like actual Mex, like real Mexico, and I was eating the food, and I was like, you know what it was? I've had the taste of Tex-Mex, so I just assumed like that this is more or less what most foods is, but it's not. It's so different out there. And I think I do prefer Tex-Mex. Like, don't get me wrong. There were some places in Mexico that was way better. Way better. Like, there's these fish tacos and this. It was like this literally rinky-dinky, like, family-owned fish taco place. But, like, if I was just to randomly go, like, don't check any reviews, just go to a random, like, no-named place, like, I feel like Tex-Mex would be kind of hitting, dude.
You know what? Good. Yes, this is what I like to hear, man. This is what I like to hear.
Falling for the propaganda of Tex-Mex.
Yes. Okay, Jen, look, you're the one who... We're not supposed to talk about the fast food anyway, but you're the one who knows. You've gone to, like, full-on real Mexico, full authentic Mexican food. What's your opinion?
For the most part, I would say, especially since I haven't actually... The only place I had was Tex-Mex was that one place you took us to when I was there. Mexican food, like, a lot of it comes down to, like, the way meat is prepared and the spices, because it's tastes different. Like, the way that they make tortillas, and then, like, usually we'll be making, like, real tacos, not, like, you know, like, how tacos are made in Taco Bell with their fake tacos, because hard shell tacos aren't actually a real thing. Usually you just have a corn tortilla, and then it's served with stuff on top of it, and you just eat it like that, like a street, like a food car. Whenever you guys go to, if you've ever gone to a food car, you'll usually have those kind of tacos, like a street taco. That's like the kind of Mexican food that I think of.
You know? Like street tacos do kind of like hit different though. Like, yeah. Also, it's like situational. Like, whenever you get a street taco, you're never like, hey, let's go out for food, and then like we'll go find a street. Like, nobody actually does that. It's always like you're stumbling out a bar at like 4:30 in the morning, and then like, oh, dude, I could really go for some food. Like, yo, the street tacos here outside. And then like, for some reason, those are like the greatest ones you could find.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
me. I mean, back when I was in high school, there was times where we'd go and find these food car gatherings where we just get food from there. Like, it would be like maybe a few times a month. It would just, that would be the thing to do. Cause like, food cart is hit or miss. Sometimes really good. And usually when those gatherings are there, they usually have pretty good stuff. But, you know, it's, again, hit and miss. So can't say it's all good.
Dude, speaking of food car stuff, there's a local guy, like a local, like food car. He just sells potatoes. He's the Spud Army guy. I think it's Spud Army on TikTok. And we woke up one day and we're just flicking through and he's live. It's like, oh, he's serving people. We check his follower thing. He's on like 998K. And we're like, oh, we could be his millionth. We could be his millionth. So I wasn't following him at this point. We just rushed there. We queued up. The queue was around the corner. The man's was busy. But we're there. We witnessed him get his million followers. Oh, and I was like, this is kind of nice. Potatoes were real good too.
That's sweet. What kind of potatoes do they serve? Are they just giving you like raw potatoes, baked potatoes? Going on?
We call them jacket potatoes. I think it's the equivalent of baked potatoes in America. And there's just like all these toppings. You could just get like, you know, chili and cheese, or beans and cheese or cottage cheese. There's a lot of cheese. But what's really cool about it, he really needs to hire his price. Like, it's £4 for like one topping on it. And it's like, okay, cool. That's so cheap. Because of the amount he makes on TikTok, he just says, oh, I could just sell him at this price that he's always sold them at, because, you know, like, everything's doubled in price now. He just sells it at the original price just because, you know, he'd be kind of TikTok famous now. And he's got a pink mohawk.
The fast food, though. You said how many fast food places are around?
So for me, there's like, because there's literally like four in one corner that's just like 5 minutes from me. Like, I could go walk and get something and come back in the podcast with food, like, from all four of those places. There's like a McDonald's, Taco Bell, an Alberto's, another burger place, another Mexican place. There's a bunch of shit over there. So for me, if I were to eat like the fast food around me, it would take maybe two places before I got sick.
But two? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, I don't. Look, like I said when I was over there at your place, I don't eat a whole lot. So if eating fast food, if I go to get like a normal meal, like say I went to McDonald's and got like a cheeseburger meal, like just a cheeseburger meal, that, and then I go to Taco Bell and I get like a two taco meal, I'm already passing there, dude. That's too much for me.
Well, that's your problem. You need to pace yourself. Look, okay? I'm a big fast food guy. I love fast food. You got to pace yourself. You're not getting full meals every place you go. Yeah, look.
Okay, what's your plan?
Okay, cool. Like, so like, if I'm walking from my house, because like this is the only way to do it, right? I immediately first hit the gas station Sonic. I get one slush from the gas station Sonic. Directly next door to that, the CC's Pizza. Ooh. This is kind of a mistake, but I'll get the smallest person I can get from CC's Pizza.
You go next, to the pizza buffet?
Yeah, go to, not CC's. Little Caesars. Little Caesars Pizza. Yeah, the personal van from the Little Caesars Pizza. Then the, I don't want to say it's fast food, like the faux place, I don't think it's fast food. That's like a sit down. The next fast food place you'd get to is, oh, fuck, that's like another pizza place.
Yeah, 54th right? Street Pizza. You're already having the double up in the same this type of meal.
My second pizza. Well, so my second personal. I think I can go through two personal pizzas and
yeah,
a slush.
Like a, yeah, oh, that sounds disgusting already, dude. Like a slush with two pizzas.
Then I'm hitting the McDonald's. Then I hit the Burger King. I feel like that's that would be like the full point, getting like one single hamburger, but I'd be pretty full because that's like the third thing. I could go through probably two more before I'm sick, which would then be the McDonald's and then the Pan Express.
At least with the way you're doing it with McDonald's, you can hit something light, so you don't have to get like a fucking Big Mac. You can get like a cheeseburger or like a chicken sandwich or whatever.
Even still, but that would be two personal pizzas, one hamburger, one cheeseburger, and an egg roll. And I feel like I would not be able to go further than that.
Yeah, that's like, I can't imagine getting like any much lighter from Panda Express. Panda Express is just like the little box thing is kind of a bit like that's a good amount right there too.
Yeah. Look, it's worth the money though.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, like, at least your places are, you know, establishments, like chains. All the places around me, bar one or two, are just independent, which it's not good independent. It's small town, late night drunk food independent. Like, I've never seen someone with two stars before, and there's a two-star place around the corner. Like, I don't want to eat there. It's not like the, you know, the Freddy Wong thing of, like, if you want the perfect Chinese, yeah, look for a place that's rated 3.5 stars. Whole argument, it's not one of those two stars. It's a genuine two star.
You're running the risk of just getting actually sick from one place.
Yeah. If I got a cut while in there, I'm going straight to the doctors.
Matt, were you around for that? I told you, I don't know if I mentioned this podcast because like the last episode we did was in 2000.
No, it wasn't. It was last week. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I mean,
I just need to hit release. You didn't tell me to publish it.
It was 2018.
I've got it in private.
So I don't know about you guys, but I did go back and listen to one of our podcasts. Oh my god, we sound so different. Like, it's gonna be if somebody's listening to these in order and they're coming from the last one to this one, I don't sound like the same person. Like, it was 2018. That's so long ago.
I was actually doing something right here while we're discussing this, and I think it would be real funny seeing as we... I'm sorry, 2018 was not it. It was 2019. It was directly before pandemic is when we started this podcast. And We have a Spotify Wrapped. You guys wanna know what our stats were?
Shut up.
You guys wanna know the stats of the Dungeon Rose podcast?
Yeah. How many episodes do we have? 12?
We have last season was, I think, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 episodes in the last season, and then 3, 6, 9, 12. We have 15 episodes of the first season. Our Spotify Wrapped. Mind you, this is the 2023 Wrapped, so this is with 5 years of no new episodes. People were really feeling what you do, guys. Dungeon Runners podcast number 5, Music Kids. That was apparently our top episode. Oh. It was streamed 137% more than our average episodes were.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys remember that one, but that was episode 5 from season 2. Oh, oops. No, it wasn't. Episode 5 from season 1 was the most streamed episode of the Dungeon Runners podcast, and 37% of listeners discovered us in 2023.
Wow,
37% are new listeners. We were streamed in, believe this or not guys, 4 countries.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Totally. The UK was the top country with 78% of the total streams.
Oh, dude.
Let's go. Let's
Super
go.
Matt representing. Everybody's like showing up. Like, who are these
other
two assholes?
I just put on every device in my house.
It's just Matt listening to it over and over again.
Oh, that episode. Yeah, I know exactly what happened.
Rehearses the episode. Just does it by himself.
God damn. Our number one search categories for us are comedy, fiction, and society and culture.
That last one's cap. Culture.
We're culture people.
The listeners listen to
we were just talking about how good Taco Bell was.
Yeah, that's culture.
It's culture.
Is that not culture to you?
And cultured opinions.
Me saying Tex-Mex is nicer than a Mexican food.
Yeah. Oh, man, this episode's going wrong already. You know what? Cut out that part. Make sure Matt's opinions aren't shown.
We were top 10 podcasts for 7 different people. We were top 5 podcasts for 4 different people. And drumroll, please. We were the number 1 podcast for 4 different people.
Oh my God. These people don't use Spotify.
Everybody.
These
people don't use. You 4 fans that have us number 1 podcast. This is for you. Merry Christmas. We have a new season of the Dunderers podcast. And it's all because of you 4.
We're back, baby. You want. You gave us your energy. You brought us back from the dead. We're like Goku holding up our hands, desperate for energy. You guys held up your hands for us.
God damn.
4 little energy pips just hitting this ball.
Bringing our dry, crusty corpse back to life.
Wow, I didn't think it was that bad. We're doing good. It's us. We're the Dungeon Runners podcast. The famous, well-known podcast about dungeon running.
Have we ever talked about a dungeon on this podcast?
Okay, cool, quick. This is the throwback episode. Episode 6 of last season was The Gauntlet, which I'm pretty sure we played Dungeons & Dragons.
That's right. We played Dungeons & Dragons with our friend Barnabas.
Yeah, yeah. So, we dungeon ran.
We did, in fact, have one dungeon ran.
Dungeon runded.
Runded.
I want you guys to know. So, you know, like, Malcolm in the Middle, you know, like Frankie Muniz, everyone said, oh, he got a head trauma and he can't remember. No, he just like genuinely has like, because he did it as a kid, he's just forgotten like a lot to do with the episodes. Not that he was in it, but like the things. Bro, I have no memory of our previous episodes. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
This is like, bringing back a lot to me too, just going through and looking at the titles. I did not remember this.
Dude, I have the worst memory in the world. Like, I could watch a movie and the next week watch it like it's new. So like, listening to this, I'm like, who am I me?
Again, it's like one of those things I was saying. Like, if you go back and listen to them, we don't sound the same. Like, we sound like different people.
I kind of want to. We should do, you know, like the Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast where they just watch an episode and then the whole podcast is about that episode and they're just going through that whole discography. Should we just listen to our old podcast and just add to
no.
It's like, no. Add a
just add commentary notes.
Please.
Just add it as a special feature in the bonus disc.
No, I don't want. Well, as soon as these things are posted, they're dead to me, okay? I don't ever want to listen to them again. This is for other people's enjoyment, not mine.
I mean, like, Music Kids, apparently Music Kids did well. Maybe they want to know more about our opinions on Music Kids or whatever that episode
was
on. I'm
20% sure that I came up with most of the names of the episodes, and I don't fucking remember what that was about. I think we were talking about how some of you guys grew up, like being part of your school band or something. I don't remember. It's something around the line. You know what?
Right,
the 4 of you that are listening, go back and listen to it again and tell us what it was. Send us an email.
Send us an email. I was going to say, we do have an email, but for the life of me, I cannot remember how to access it.
I want to say it's dungeonrunnerspodcast@gmail.com, but I want to say it has the in it, but I don't know.
Question, which one of us has the password to it?
I don't. I think it's dead to me. It's dead to us.
I might have it. I might have it.
Dungeon Runners.
Oh, I have it. I have it. Shut up. I have it. It's dungeonrunnerspodcast@gmail.com. That's dungeonrunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I do, in fact, have the password for it.
Dungeon Runners Podcast is back, baby.
Okay, I don't. Someone else has the verification code for this because it's not under my phone.
Let me check my phone.
Maybe this bit has gone too far.
So, Everybody's learning a bit too much about the Dungeons & Dragons podcast right now. well, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Cut this part out. Editing.
What have you guys been up to in the past 7 years?
God, you really want to talk about that?
It's the last time. The last time that we had this, that was before you lost your legs, Jim.
Yeah, I had this terrible thing happen. I lost both of my legs. Can no longer walk around. Shame. They replaced my legs with arms. Now I have to handstand everywhere I go. But, you know, in reverse, because the hands are where my legs were.
What?
Like a monkey.
Yeah, I monkey around. Monkey.
You'll never give a foot job in your life ever again.
But if you wanted four hand jobs, oh man. So where were we in
2019 is where 2019. It was the day after me and Matt's birthday. 2019 was the last episode.
Man, what a good time to stop. And hang it up. Past our prime.
It was, yeah. Exactly.
Let's see. So I was working in another place back in the day, I'm pretty sure. I was probably working night times at that time, because I remember a lot of the podcasts we recorded at the time were in the morning. We'd wake up and have our groggy voice and be like, okay, we got to get ready. Yeah, guys, we'll make a breakfast section of the podcast, and it never came through. We just kept going from there. So let's see. Last how many years it was. I've gone through jobs. We started up a VR thing, which I'll let you talk about more when you get to your part.
This is before that, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, that was not even part of that. I don't even think a majority of us had VR then.
2019, we had VR. Yeah, 2020 is what kind of reinvigorated us getting into VR.
I think me and Spike did.
I don't think I had VR, because I remember I got it late. The only reason I got it was because I was like, you know what? These guys are having too much fun without me.
No.
I got to get me a Vive.
He didn't get it during COVID.
So 2019 is when we started playing VR chat.
Yeah, it wasn't during the podcast, but it was during that year.
Yeah, so it might have been post-podcast when we got later. It. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I got the HTC
Vive. God, that's changed
Vive.
A lot. We are super into VR now.
Yeah, and now there's a lot of VR going on all the time now. Mm-hmm. Like, I even gone through two headsets since then. So I had the HTC Vive. And then the only reason I even changed out of it, because me and Matt were talking about it all the time, like, this thing fucking rules, it's great, I don't want to change it. And then the lighthouse died, and then the screen died.
The screen dying also happened to me. That was the same thing. I think I was the first one to make a leap, and then I experimented a lot with different headsets before we decided on which one I was going to go with. I ended up going to the Index. I think you both went to the Index too, or Matt, did your headset change?
Yeah, so I had the Vive. I bought it secondhand during a Black Friday sale from a secondhand retailer. That's kind of like GameStop, but for like anything. So like cameras, laptops and stuff. And you have like a 2-year guarantee on everything. And I got it pretty cheap. So you have 24 months to have a guarantee. On the 23rd month, like literally just as, I think it was just as HorrorCon was happening, it broke on me fully, and I just went there, and they're like, okay, here's your money, I guess. Like, thank you. And I got the Index of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think me and Matt both just moved to the Index, like, immediately, because I think it was because of the hands, honestly. I'm pretty sure we both saw, like, the hands, and it was like, that's the next big leap. Let's go to that. And then
I think it was just the only good thing at the time. I mean, like, Quest is doing some, like, money moves with, like, the Quest 2 and the Quest 3, but, like, the only real choice was just Index or the new HTC Vive. Well,
the Quest
Pro
didn't come out for come out until after we really got our new headsets. I remember because the thing that happened for everybody who's listening in 2020, the thing that ended up happening is we all kind of decided like, oh, we could make a convention because the pandemic was keeping everybody inside. We could make our own horror convention. So we did in virtual reality called HorrorCon. It still runs on today. If you guys would like to check it out, you can check out our Discord for HorrorCon. You can go to horror_VR on Twitter, and you can see more about HorrorCon if you're interested in checking that out. But like the first year of HorrorCon in 2020, I bring it up because I think that was before VRChat even allowed the use of the Quest. So we weren't even like considering that part for development when we were making the world. I only remember that just because like the trauma of making these worlds every year sticks with me. But I know that like by the second year, me and Jen were talking back and forth about, do we allow Quest? Do we set up a Quest? Do we set up a Quest? And like really questioning, how do we get that done?
Yeah, because Quest has a lot of like restrictions, especially when it was like new. Like it was like, okay, you can't have specific shaders. You have to have only these mobile shaders. You can't have worlds that are bigger than, what was it?
50 megabytes. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like no world was that small unless it was a room to look at your avatar. Yeah. Which
I mean, that's what a lot of people wanted too, especially like, you know, if you're just starting out, if the Quest is your very first headset, then you're like, oh, I'm just kind of amazed at my ability to move my head around and see an entire space around me. So you're not really trying to do a whole lot. But our focus for HorrorCon was trying to recreate the social space or the social aspect of the convention itself. So that wasn't our main focus, was not like just trying to be like, wow, look at what you can do. You could pick up an object and put it down in virtual space. We wanted you to be able to interact with people, with artists and with YouTubers and with writers, and try to get you more like into the connection with creators in the horror space more than just those basics of VR. So we really end up dropping the Quest, and I think it kind of became a joke for me and Jen, like, oh yeah, we're never gonna get Quest in this place. I don't want kids in Quest. Here I don't get them out of
get them out of the door. Yeah, I mean, like, it's crazy like how the development of like VR and all that stuff has become, because like Spike was saying, like the whole point of like early VR is like experiences, because like it was all, you're looking in a room, or you're walking on a plank, or you're going through like a demo that just kind of shows you an environment and you move through it and stuff like that. Like that's all early VR was. And like now it's crazy. It's like you're building things in VR. You're using it for like VR AR or VR versus PC, stuff like that. It's advanced so much since we started it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Matt, we got to get you back into VR, dude. You haven't been in there forever.
I haven't played it in so long. You know what really puts me off is at the front in my office where I play, it's like a balcony thing, so it's like a full size door that's just all glass, but it leads to the front street where people walk, and if I'm standing in the middle, people can see me, and I just know that people be looking at me when I'm like kind of in VR.
Good.
And because I'm such a short character, I'm always doing uppies and reaching up and stuff.
Do you not have curtains?
No.
Right, actually.
What?
Why don't you just get curtains?
It's a door. It's a door.
Put some pizza.
Like, yeah, just like put something over the door, dude.
You can get blinds. I just need to measure them and get like them fit. Like, I can fit them myself. I just need to get measured. And it's been on my list. It's been on my whiteboard for about a year. And your boy just has not gone around to it, okay?
You know, I hate blinds.
Wait, what?
I hate blinds. I rather have like an actual curtain. I fucking hate like horizontal blinds, especially those. That shit is so annoying to raise and lower on the window. I have some here, and they fucking suck.
You know, you could just get
these. Like, are interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine like a glass door that's like a plastic frame, because that's what we have. We have like PVC, like double glazed. They're insulating and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like it's like these wedges of metal that you put in between the window and the framing, and then it sticks these side like framings bits, and then the blinds go in it, so it's built into the door, and you can lift it up from the bottom down, but then you can like twist them and it like opens up. And you know, I'll order them after Christmas. I really can't be honest. Every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, I'll do it another time.
He's never gonna do it, dude.
He's never gonna do it.
He's gonna be fully nude in front of his VR, just getting stared at from the street.
Look, just don't look. It's my privacy. It's my home.
Don't look into my home.
You come into my home. You tell me where to put my game systems.
Oh, most of the time I'm in VR, I'm just flipping people off anyway because of the index fingers. So I'm like, they probably just see me just sticking my middle finger upwards at the ceiling the entire time. Like,
yeah. Well, the problem is also when you're in VR, you're fucking the jelly fucking Jigglypuff. You don't even have fingers. You're just pointing at us. We have no idea what you're doing.
You flip us off. We can't even tell. It took me a second to even realize that's what you're doing.
It's great having like the index, like one of the more expensive headsets, and then just having an avatar that just doesn't have fingers and benefits from it. Like, that's my favorite.
Making the most of it.
Disgusting. Also, like, okay, so we never discussed this either. So, like, in VR chat, if those of you who don't know, you can make your own custom avatars. There's a lot of avatars for you to be able to find, right? Jen uses his avatar, which is very similar to the one that he uses in Final Fantasy XIV, one of the characters that he uses. I have a couple different ones, ranging from ones that go from, like, this e-boy that I wear to, like, just the mask guy that I use for Mr. Creepypasta stuff. Matt specifically uses this cursed, chewed up, bubblegum looking Jigglypuff character. And for all these years, ever since he started playing it, me and Jen have been trying to track down who made this avatar so we could actually buy it and let Matt have it like permanently as part of him. As far as we've been able to tell in our journey of discovery, is that this creator speaks Japanese, but does show up sometimes in American worlds or English speaking worlds. And like, we have tracked down like usernames for them across Steam, across Twitter, across VR chat, tried to find them and reached out to them, but they're never on. They made like two worlds, a shit ton of cursed avatars, and then they just fucked off forever. They never came back.
We just want to give you money.
To give you money, please.
We need them.
I love being the only one without like a custom avatar. Like everyone's got all these like customized things. Like, ooh, this one glows, and I'm like, my one doesn't even like have a crouch animation. He doesn't have a face either. Like if I lift my arms up, he just stretches. And I'm like, this is the best. Let me be. This is the true VR chat experience.
He's just vibing, dude. He's living off the grounds of other people.
Disgusting. I can't. But like the thing is, when I make worlds, like I want to make like throw-ins where I put in my friends in certain places, like the Disney Dreams. I put a couple different places where my friends are at instead of like other characters. I can't put in that because nobody has that avatar. I cannot get it.
He's one of the admin from Horrorcon. He simply does not exist in any of the promotional things because of what he is.
Wait, is that true?
Yes! That's literally it. We keep trying to, like, because also that's not officially you. Like, technically somebody else made that and, like, you kind of wear a public avatar of it. That's why it was like, I want to buy it so that, like, it could just be on you. You officially kind of own that character as yourself. That's why I want to get it for you, so we can get art of it, put it up in HorrorCon Worlds, put it over in Disney Dreams, do something like that. But we can't. Because it's not yours.
Let me be.
Never. No.
We'll never own Matt.
We'll never own Matt. That's the plan. That's secretly, it's all we keep saying, it's because we want Matt to have like the rights to like his own images. But no, it's so that we can own the rights to Matt's images.
Yeah. And claim Matt's images and force him into promotional images. Have him say words that we manufactured.
Oh, dude, that's the dream. Like that. That's the dream for me right there. Force him to say words that we manufacture.
If you're listening to the video of this podcast, I'm sure the avatar has been thrown up on the screen. If you're listening to this on one of the audio sites, check out the YouTube.
Wait, are we still posting to YouTube this?
I don't know. We probably. I've said this. If this is not true, editor, cut that out.
Hey, future Matt.
Man, this editor's getting a lot of work.
Future Matt, go ahead and remove any of Jen's audio from this podcast.
You know what? Bring Matt 2 in here.
Matt 2. We've been talking, and we want you to be Matt 1.
You get your promotion. Your number goes up.
Once again, jokes nobody listening to the podcast understands.
Yeah, but if you watch Mr. Creepypasta at twitch.tv, you'll be able to get in on these exclusive jokes.
Is this actually a thing? We're just tying the full multiverse of all of our socials together. Follow us everywhere to understand anything we say.
If you want to be in on the loop,
no.
Find us.
Find us. I'm not sharing the information with you. If you want in, you gotta work for it.
Someone's got like a red string board, like there's forensics, like Always Sunny, just trying to tie together all the jokes. I was like, I got that one. Matt too.
Matt too.
It's like one time they played Fortnite.
That's not even a VOD. You have to have been there live.
You're missing out.
Only I get it. Me.
Oh my god.
So see, this is the level of difficulty when it comes to finding us. Spike, Mr. Creepypasta, well-known name. Me, you can probably find me through Spike's stuff, but it's not going to be easy. Matt, you cannot find him.
Well,
you will not be able to find Matt.
You can find Matt.
Yeah, you think so?
Okay, I'm going to do a quick survey. I gotta pull this open real quick. So I'm going to do a quick survey. I'm going to full give credit to this person because I feel like this was the push we needed to actually bring back the Netherlands podcast. need to switch over to my other Instagram account.
Don't cut any of this out.
Don't cut out me switching Instagrams, okay? This is important. This is important to the lore.
Yeah.
This is the build up
fumbling
right now. What do you mean fumbling?
Yeah, old man this can't find his website.
Okay, shut up. I'm doing just fine, okay? I'm talking my way through this. This is the suspense build up where I said, like, I'm gonna give like credit to here. And those four people who were number one just leaned in, dude.
Me. I'm the credit. I'm the reason this exists.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, those four, like, they don't mind me taking it.
Thanks for the comment, Matt.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Fucking dumb, dude. Okay, maybe now I'm fumbling it. I cannot find the fucking message now.
I feel like you sent it.
I did
me
send it to you. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Like, what we started talking about, like, Dungeon Runners again after this. Is this it?
Is that why? Because, like, I just got hit out of the blue from Jen saying basically we were pulling the band back together.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the reason. I got a message on Instagram that was basically... Oh, here it is. This is from Oliver. I'm not going to mention your last name, of course. But, like, Oliver sent me a message that said, I wanted you all to know that this podcast has been great during this year. It's a shame that it ended, but I still love everything that you all talked about and the antics. Maybe one day there'll be a reunion, but thank you for the podcast, keeping me company at work and on long walks. I don't know if General Drown has an Instagram, but he... was always so great, so let him know that. And that's why I took a screenshot of it, sent it to Jen. It does specifically have me, Creeps, and Matt tagged, so they did find Matt on Instagram.
How? I do not. I do not have an Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. But, like, yeah, they were able to find Matt.
Oh, now shit. What do I know? Well, you know what? I'm harder to find than Matt.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Oh, God. Okay. But that's thank you, Oliver. We really appreciate it. You fucking fired us up. We're back, baby. Oh. We're here for you.
Because, like, honestly, I
expect at least, like, two more episodes.
At least two more episodes. Like, I didn't think anybody was still listening or watching this. So, yeah, no, that very much, like, put a fire under us where it was like, you know what? We should keep going. So, like,
and if you're listening to this at work and you work with, like, dangerous chemicals, put the blue liquid with the red liquid. Trust me.
If you're working in a factory and you have those sensor bars that stop the machine from working with your hands, and it's to prevent your hands from being crushed, thank God they're there.
What?
Okay, so this is a little walking it back. I used to work at a factory job where I had these big-ass machines where they would form metal into other things. So we would have this mechanization where you would have a foot pedal, and you press down on it, and it would slam down on the metal and form that piece of metal into a cap, let's say. And they didn't have an implementation of stopping the machine if someone's hands were inside.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
A year later, somebody got their hand cut off.
God.
So when I went back to that part of the factory, they added that.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, work and you work a factory job? Man, I've been there. Stop listening to those Reddit horror stories, man. It's not good for you.
The what? The red horror stories?
Reddit horror stories where they would just, they would have those, you know, those YouTube bots where they'll just read off the Reddit. Yeah. And they'll tell you the, like, other people's horror stories from work. And a lot of times when I was working, I would be listening to factory horror stories. And I'm like, man, I should really not be listening to this right now.
Jesus.
I work in a factory at night with dangerous machines.
No.
I don't know. You run out of things to fucking listen to.
Look, I'm really glad that you're still alive, Jen. You've been through a lot the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah. So, what, 2 years ago now? Almost exactly. I was in a car accident, and that's the referring to the I lost my legs thing. I do have legs. Yeah. Just so you know. It's clear as a... You know what? Don't go back and edit this
no,
in.
I was going to say, like, look, if you don't want to talk about it, we'll just leave it at the no legs thing. But yeah, if you want to talk about it, go
over. Yeah, I'm going to keep it brief because, you know, I'm fine. I'm joking. I'm talking around. I make jokes about the car accident. I'm fine. But I was in a car accident. My spine broke in two places. I'm good now. Don't worry about it. I don't have that car anymore. I missed that car. It was a great car. Hate this new car. It works better now that I replaced the transmitter.
Transmission. Oh my God, that's expensive as hell.
It was under warranty. I didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I spent $100 for them to check on it, and then they fixed it themselves.
Oh, thank God, yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
That's cool.
Primarily. I spent about a year recovering, and then the... Now I'm good.
Yeah.
So how was your guys'
years? Now we joke about
it. Last few years just kept making fun of you and saying that your legs are missing.
Oh my god.
And it kind of stuck.
When I remember the first joke I made about it was when I got out of the hospital, I was like, you know, I was thinking, guys, I'm really glad I didn't buy all that full body tracking.
Yeah, that's true. You were saying, I want to get leg tracking for my fucking VR.
Because I was bedridden for like days.
It wasn't days, weeks. You were like, for weeks, you couldn't. You were like calling us saying like, oh yeah, I'm going to stand up to shave because it's getting too long because you were in bed for so long.
Oh my god, that shit sucked. Dude, the first time I shaved, because my sink's low and generally most sinks are low, that hurt like a motherfucker, dude. I have to lean slightly forward that would hurt so. Yeah, it hurts so bad.
You were just
bad,
like getting hair into like your cast too because you had like a full body thing, right?
I had a back brace. Yeah. It was a metal back brace that kept me aligned. But yeah, that thing got really fucking dirty.
I thought you were like a cartoon full body.
Not
cast.
So
like
I'm not thinking of like my body. Like
I'm thinking
glass.
Of like a glass.
My skin's like tissue every morning. My whole body breaks.
I break my legs in the afternoon. I break my arms.
But no, like just October, I sent Jen a new shirt. It's just for the... Even my wife is the one who was like, you should send this to Jen. And I was like, I should send this to Jen.
The harassment I get from these guys every day.
Little skeleton, I got your back.
I was trying to impress a girl and I just kept telling her that you had missing legs and I just donated you some. Like I bought you new legs or something. And that's like, that was my flex.
Yeah, the first time we ever talked was us hyping you up. Be like, yeah, Matt saved me from that car accident. He pulled me out of there. He gave me new legs afterwards.
I think he kept coming out. It's like, oh, Matt, thanks for the new Tesla. I was like, yeah, no worries. You welcome for the new legs.
Yeah, gassing them up, dude.
Bros looking out for each other. Looking out for each other, man.
That's what boys do, man. Keep it real.
Buy each other new legs.
Buy each other.
And then she saw me and was like, hey, this guy isn't missing fucking legs. I got ripped off.
She genuinely thought you were going to arrive at the airport with no legs because I had
no
it.
No way. That was
so
a joke.
Long.
That would have been a joke. She had to know.
She sort of knew, but like I just kept committing. I was just like, yeah, you can't make fun of him because he's like, he's going to be missing legs.
And
I was just going to do this whole miracle thing of like, oh, wow, he got new legs.
Worst thing was, too, I showed up with you guys. She was there. I was wearing shorts, so I couldn't even pretend they were fake.
Like, man, these prosthetics are getting wild these days.
So lifelike.
They even glued hair to it.
Yeah.
What the hell? They glued hair to it?
Yeah, that's how you get it. Dip it in wax and put the hair on. Sweep it off the floor of a barber.
Oh, we're coming over the halfway point.
You know what that means? Play the alarm.
What?
I don't know.
play our sponsor,
like we had something planned.
Play the bit. Today we're sponsored by... Cool, and we're back from our sponsor. It's good.
Yeah. Good segue.
Yeah, cool. Make sure to cut that sponsor in there, man, if that wasn't already obvious.
Yeah, put them in.
Ad spot we have, just go ahead and throw it in there. Okay, so we decided we're going to do this thing. Where like we wanted to have a structure. Like normally we would we would have ended like the Dungeon Runners podcast about there on the previous seasons. But this time I really wanted to do something where I felt like this was we get like a raw reaction out of the others. So after the halfway points, I'm going to give we like had this idea where all of us is going to come up with something different whenever whoever's hosting the episode. This episode's my week to do so. So I have prepared something for the other two to do or be involved in. Also it gives them an example so they can see what they're going to be doing when it's their turns to be able to do so. I worked hard on this. Okay. I woke up at the crack of noon and I wrote this down for like 25 minutes, guys. Okay. I tested this out with my wife to make sure that it was something that was fun. So I want you guys to take this seriously. Okay.
I don't like where this
is going. Take it seriously, Jen.
Okay. Hold on. I got it. I'm on.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
Cool. Okay, so essentially what I have for you guys here is I have a bunch of different scenarios here of poor kids, okay? Poor, downtrodden children. And you two...
I like it.
You two are the two parts of Santa Claus's brain, okay? So I want you two to work together. I want you to discuss, and I want you to concoct a gift to give to these children that will make their lives better. Cool?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm intrigued.
Cool. So we're gonna go ahead and start off with these. I have a couple different scenarios. So here's your first practice one. Okay. Kathy has her first crush in elementary school. She sees a boy named Oliver, who is the object of her affection, but she then spies Oliver having juice on the playground with another girl. Mm. Heartbroken, she returns home. She cries into her pillow. This is days before Christmas. Santas, what would you give to Kathy to make her life better?
Question. Is this the same Oliver that dropped
this? Is not the same message? Oliver, no. This is not the same Oliver. I wrote this without looking at the name of Oliver from the other. This is a different Oliver. This is a,
you get
this
that
is
Oliver.
An elementary Oliver. School Oliver
give
with an elementary school Kathy.
Give him everything.
He gets Santa's sleigh.
Yeah, you know what, Oliver? You're free to go, man. You talk to whoever you want.
Damn it.
You drink whatever juice you want.
You're a free man, Oliver. Get out there.
I hate you both. This is elementary school Oliver, and your guys are getting a gift for fucking Kathy, not for Oliver.
Be free, Oliver.
And what, Oliver drank juice from another girl's cotton?
Yeah, he was drinking juice with another girl on the playground.
Oh, just get Kathy new juice.
Oh, yeah. Simple five-head. Fucking give her the bottle of juice.
So that doesn't make heartbroken Kathy's day better. You're going to give her juice.
Yeah, well, she's obviously looking at this man's like, oh man, he's drinking all this juice. I wish I had juice.
She needs some more supplemental juice, dude. Get her some bottles. They buy them at the grocery store. Why is she getting all hurt because the man's been drinking free juice from the cafetorium?
The cafetorium?
Get a better juice than Oliver so that when he sees her drinking juice, he's like, oh man, she's got... Give her two juices, but they're like much higher quality. I'm talking like not Sunny D where it turns your legs orange. Like I'm talking like the real stuff. And he's going to come over, he's going to see that juice, like, yo... Can I have some of that juice?
Oh, sure. I see the game you're playing.
Yeah.
You get her the high quality juice. That way she can win our boy Oliver
back. You know what, Santas? Mm. That's some fucking galaxy brain shit right there. You guys.
Also, I have some inside info that if she like brought up the Dungeon Runners podcast, she might win some favor points with Oliver. I was saying, like, get her a t-shirt that says Dungeon Runners
podcast. Get her Dungeon Runner podcast juice.
The official Dungeon Runners podcast juice you can find at dungeonrunnerspodcast.com.
Yeah!
That exists.
Don't claim that URL. Get that part out.
Dungeon Runners podcast. Hop on and go, Daddy, baby. Dungeonrunnerspodcast.com. Get you that.
I like to think that now that we've made this, manifested this, we're going to take that website, put a single product on there, and it's going to be a fake image of juice.
I was referring to the t-shirt, but yeah, the juice too.
No, juice. We were talking about the juice.
Scenario two.
Put the juice up there.
Jimothy has gone to school with his old hand-me-down clothes from his two older brothers ever since he started school. He is going to be starting high school next year, and he is horribly embarrassed. He may have to continue wearing hand-me-down clothes. Christmas is in only a few days. What should Jimothy receive to make his life better?
Buy him a brand new tap-out t-shirt. Like a brand new one. Because the thing is, like, it's going to merge in with the clothes that he's got from his brothers, but it's going to be brand new. So when they go, is that a hand-me-down? It's like, nah, brand new.
Okay, but why the tap-out brand?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
And no fear shorts.
What?
Yeah. It's just, these are just hand-me-down brands, okay?
This is a thing?
I don't know what
this?
That is. What the fuck
are you talking about? You gotta explain this.
They're just brands that, like, no one ever buys. So you just get given them.
Right, are you serious?
No one's ever bought a tap-out t-shirt in their life. But you'll always receive one from your older brother.
What? Yeah.
Best gift ideas. It's just a one real of those thing. Is it just like a Facebook thing where like Facebook market, they just sell those shirts like, hey, old person, your kids would love this shirt. And then
It's something older brothers have, I swear.
It's something that older brothers have.
I'm starting to feel like this isn't like something you know. This is more something you've experienced, and you have a tap out t-shirt somewhere in your house.
It ain't brand new.
Okay, scenario three. The girl dog thing from Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, what about it?
Christmas is in a few days. What would you get her to make her life better?
Yeah, you know, Jen,
you can take the lead on this one.
You get her a lead. That way someone can walk her around. Thanks for the fucking the alley-oop there, man. I appreciate it.
It was a slam dunk.
Absolutely nailed that one. Got it instantly.
How does that make it?
Yeah. Someone helps her around. What do you mean?
Someone helps her around.
She knows where to go now. She's being led. Help all the time.
Mean, I mean,
get her a training course so she becomes a senile dog. She helps other people.
Woo.
What do you mean? These are all great suggestions.
They are suggestions, yes.
What do you mean?
Listen. Santa, do you know how many deadlines he's got? One. But it's a really big one, okay? He ain't got time to think about the little
details. You have all year.
He's just got to get her happy.
Would that make her happy? You think a lead? And I see dog training courses?
I think so. Integrate her back into society.
Okay, now that's a thought.
They're not going to think she's a stray.
Yeah. What did you want, Spike? You want her to get out into the wild in the streets? She gets fucking put down? Is that what you want?
You guys are thinking far further into this than I did.
Gotta get her chipped, too, so we can find her again.
Yeah! So no one can claim her.
She gets sick into the shelter, she's an instant euthanized.
To be fair, what kind of gifts do you actually get for your pets for Christmas?
You know, we get little sweaters.
Do you actually?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I've sent you pictures of them little sweaters before, back in the old house.
I mean, like, we just bought gifts for our cats, and they just literally those little, like, koosh ball things that have, like, fuzzies on them, because they just like to chase them. We just put them inside their stocking and give them to them on Christmas Day.
Yeah, usually we give our dogs, like, treats, just, like, little extra lovely little treats so they can eat them up. Yeah,
you know the big difference, though? This is a girl.
She would like little treats. Treat yourself.
And a lead.
Bruce has been in love with Fortnite since his conception, so basically since he was born. He has only been able to come over to his friends' houses since he started preschool and watch them play Fortnite. He is now in middle school, so it's been years of only seeing Fortnite played through other kids' eyes. He doesn't have a computer or a game console to be able to play this game on his own. His parents do not believe in violent video games. This year, he will be turning 14 years old, and his parents are shot and killed in an alleyway in front of him. What should he get for Christmas to make his life better?
The original Nintendo Switch.
There you go. Fortnite's on there.
True.
Like, not even an OLED.
I still have the original one. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I got the original too.
Why'd you say it like it was a bad thing?
And it's not.
Yeah.
I'm just being specific. Like, I, you know, he doesn't need an OLED. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He ain't splurging. Santa ain't rich.
Yeah, this poor orphan doesn't need an OLED switch.
I guess, yeah.
Look, all right, man. You know what? You thought of a better gift than I did, Matt, because I was just going to say, get him V-Bucks. He can figure out the rest.
See, my snap answer was so close. Like, when you were saying, like, oh, his parents doesn't like new video games, I was just going to snap answer and say, like, new parents. And then he said he died. I was like,
took half of it away.
Well, I mean, parents would have been the right answer then, wouldn't it?
The problem is the parents wouldn't let him have video games, so we just need to get him video games.
That's fair.
You forget about the first, it's like those exam questions where you need to, like, pay attention to the first half of the question. The idea is to get him Fortnite,
Battle Royale, get him the gritty. When he logs in, that's what I'm going to get
them. I fucking love the idea that you're like, I got to focus on the main part of the problem. The entire thing has been about him loving Fortnite. His parents dying?
What?
That's the red herring.
It's exactly what Matt said when you're taking an exam. You read the first sentence and the last sentence, you read nothing between. So I heard he likes Fortnite, he needs something for Christmas.
I read the problem as the parents of the problem, and then you swiftly dispatched them. So that was like, okay, Santa's got one less job to do. Because Santa only does one job. Every kid has a Santa job. Just a single Santa deed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who gets two presents from Santa? You got to get one.
You get one.
It's got to be a thoughtful one. So it's got to solve as many, like, not everything, but it's got to solve as many problems as you can. So, like, with one problem already gotten, the other one's just... Console.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, you can figure out the rest, right? Like, he doesn't need our help from that.
Yeah,
like, it'll get resolved.
Santa solves material problems. The emotional ones are his to deal with. I got you.
Exactly. Unless you go to those Santas at the mall, in which case, if you give them money, they'll talk to you for a bit.
What?
Yeah, you know, just give him $5. You talk to him about your life. You complain about it.
Therapist Santa?
You guys don't do this every year?
No, what?
I'm going tomorrow. I have an appointment.
Elon is a preschool-aged alien who's been abandoned on planet Earth.
Musk?
They are promptly adopted by country singer Reba McEntire. Reba, however, cannot be there with them over Christmas. And Christmas is in just a few days. What would you get them for Christmas to make their life better?
A box DVD set of Reba.
The sitcom?
Yeah, the sitcom. You ever watch that?
Absolutely, I did. A single mom who works too hard, loves her kids, and never stops. I love it.
Oh, now you're talking. Sing it. Get it copyrighted.
I don't know what's going on, but I'll take your word for
it. Okay, do you not know who Reba McEntire is?
I have no idea who Reba McEntire is.
What? All right, hold on. Pause the episode. We're going to go watch a couple seasons.
Seasons?
Yeah, seasons. It went on for like 4 seasons, 5 seasons. It was pretty long. Right? It was a good sitcom.
Like, it was a good sitcom.
It went on so long that the neighbor lady whose name...
Barbara Jean.
Escapes me. Barbara Jean, the blonde lady who like went through severe changes between seasons. Yes,
good for her.
Yeah, but that's his gift. A DVD box set. He has to figure out how to use it.
I was going
to
say that like this is a preschooler. This is not a human being. And it's more than likely going to remind them that their adopted mother is not there.
Okay. One of the fucking many mansion maids or butlers or what have you that Reba has roaming around her facility, stalking her halls, can put the DVD into the fucking TV, plasma screen projector TV that she has hoisted upon her manitard. Lanitard?
Okay. Lanitard. That's true. Yeah. She does live in a $22 million estate. So they probably, yeah, okay. That's passable.
Passable. It was the answer.
That's the correct answer.
You know how like there's multiple choice? This one had a single bubble to fill in.
Really? Just zone in on Reba and you're like... That also implies you think that Reba McEntire's home does not own DVDs of the entire series of Reba.
Do you think she would just have
legacy? Yes, I do. I absolutely legacy. Reba McEntire.
She has a bigger legacy in country singing than she does in that show.
Tell me one song by Reba McEntire.
That song from the intro.
That's not the name of it.
I don't know the name. I don't know. See, like, the problem is you're asking me about music. I don't know music at all.
Okay, fine. Matt, tell me one song by Reba McEntire.
I don't know who this person is. I'm just sitting here stunned. Like, the left side of Santa's brain is just going numb right now.
Wait, I'm the right side?
Sure.
Sure, you're not sure.
Okay, Santa.
Next child.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Pass.
Shoes.
Hang on. Wait.
Cole.
A gun.
Sonic the Hedgehog is 10 years old.
2 guns.
He has newly discovered that he has the ability to run unbelievably fast, but he has done so by creating so much friction that he burns down his own orphanage, leaving him and all of the other orphans without a place to live. Christmas is in a few days. What should Sonic get for Christmas to make his life better?
Cole, he just burnt down an orphanage. He just like re-orphaned the orphans. Like the orphans have one thing.
It is an accident. He did not intentionally do this.
Santa does not distinguish between mistakes and bad deeds.
Yeah, right onto the naughty list.
If someone just said like, oh, someone burnt down an orphanage, just stop right there. Like it's an accident. It's like, yeah, cool. You still burnt down an orphanage. Cole.
Cole, yeah. That way he can light the orphanage ablaze again.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You don't think that receiving Cole would be somewhat of a traumatic thing for him, seeing as he's just gone through, I don't know, a house fire?
You know what? I'll even go through the extra effort and I'll pluck the coal from that burned out orphanage and give it to him.
It's just like burnt embers and just like a tiny little lump of it just in his stocking, in his sock when he wakes up.
And then just put a little note inside that stocking that says, I know what you did. And then also, as a secondary gift from the other half of Santa's brain, those little sanitizers you put in shoes to make them not smell as much, so that way he can have those for when he gets shoes.
What makes you think he's going to get shoes? He's an orphan.
Look, orphans find shoes.
Find!
You can find them anywhere.
Find shoes?
Yeah, you can find shoes anywhere. You'll grow into them.
Okay, so you've already said Cole. I feel like I know what you're going to say for this next one. Jonathan is in high school.
Wait, why?
Jonathan is in high school. Jonathan has recently started smoking weed. Christmas is in a few days. What should Jonathan receive to make his life better?
A visit from Snoop Dogg.
Yo.
Telling him he's real cool.
He doesn't smoke weed anymore. Snoop Dogg does not smoke weed.
He does.
That was fake.
What?
Did you not see the follow-up to that?
No, what?
That was fake. That was just an ad bit.
I did not know that. No, I thought that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he was giving up like smokeless grills, something. It was something about food. Like, it was an ad.
Oh,
you just got viral marketed. punk.
Yeah.
That's why you'll never get a visit from Snoop Dogg. But this kid who smokes weed, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's just based off of that, immediately. Okay, cool. Sure.
I like to think that Snoop Dogg's like the Snoop Dogg weed fairy. And if you get caught like smoking weed, he just like comes by your window at night. He's like, you're real cool.
He just gives you that little head nod. Just like, yeah.
Night, you could just hear the faint sounds of, did I get visited by the Snoop fairy?
Your room's filled with smoke.
Don't forget to leave out milk and cookies for Snoop Dogg on fucking April 19th. I've only got two more for you guys, okay? So, like, the last one I feel like you guys are going to get hung up on, but this one... okay, Vincent watches YouTubers play VR quite a bit. However, a Quest 3 is a bit outside of his parents' price range. He writes a letter to Santa asking for a Quest, but instead of writing Santa, he accidentally writes Satan. Lucifer Morningstar, the fallen angel himself, comes to the boy to grant him the quest of a lifetime, sending him far into the fifth circle of hell. Christmas is in a few days. What should Vincent receive to make his life better?
He already has a Quest 3. I don't know.
Yeah, he has
everything. He has
a Quest. He does not have a Quest 3.
Oh, shit. Satan really is evil. Gave him the wrong one.
Wait, his the quest is to the fifth circle of hell.
Yeah, the quest, small q. You know what I'm saying? Like a journey quest is what he's receiving.
I think we get him the Quest 1.
Really? The Quest 1? It can't even do wireless, I think.
I don't think it can.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it's outside his parents' price range, but he needs to learn that you don't always get what you want, but you can get what you can. And if he can afford the Quest 1...
He's in the circle of hell. What do you mean he can't get what he wants?
This is like one of those things where, like, you... Like the Simpsons episode where Marge is trying to buy Bart a game, and she ends up buying him the fucking golfing games. Like... The comic book store man told me all the little kids love it. And it's just a golf game when he wanted Bone Storm. Is this what this, like, we get him the cheap knockoff thing, the cheapest thing within the same realm, because we don't really understand how it works. So we just get him it.
I think it's more like, in the world of photography, like, everyone wants the most expensive, like, $4,000, $5,000 camera. But then there's people who do these videos like, how I use this $100 camera to get these shots, and they look stunning. And it's like, just use what you can get. Get the Quest 1.
But he's not going to be able to use it. Nobody can even use the Quest 1 right now.
Actually, yeah. It's not supported on anything.
I know. Yeah. It's so funny. Like,
it's literally... Now you're just trolling the child. You're trolling this poor child who's on a quest.
Who's in hell.
With a quest.
In hell. The fifth circle of hell.
The cup of water.
That is. They do say that people in hell want ice water, yeah.
I didn't say anything about ice. You better drink it fast. It's going to get warm.
Okay. Here's the last one. General Drowned has been sucked through a time portal and brought back to the time period of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol. Jen now possesses the body of poor Tiny Tim. His father, Bob Cratchit, still works for Mr. Scrooge, who has not yet seen the ghosts of Christmas, but is also possessed by the spirit of Matt. What should Tiny Tim / Jen be getting for Christmas to make his life better?
Someone that's not possessed by Matt, please.
Hey, what's wrong with me?
What do you mean? You try to give that quest boy a quest.
I thought it would be funny.
Yeah, and you're my parent as Tiny Tim, who is a broken leg, the whooping cough,
dying
from the plague.
Matt does not possess Bob Cratchit. Matt possesses Mr. Scrooge, who is Bob Cratchit's boss. Yeah.
So I'm rich?
You are Mr. Scrooge. Rich. Yeah, correct. You are the boss of Jen's father.
Do I?
I'm knocking on your window right now. I'm like, let me in, Matt. Get me some gold.
Question.
Please, my cough.
I'm rich in this scenario because, like, obviously I'm Scrooge. So I'm like the richest man alive, whatever. Do I have Riz?
I mean, you have old man Riz, yeah. This is also before the invention of Viagra. So no blue pills to help you out.
Since this is like back in the day, you're like on death's door, dude. You could die at any moment.
Supposedly.
You're on the way out, dude.
I'm assuming that I stayed alive this long. Scrooge stayed alive this long by not contacting other humans, because that's, you know, like where disease is found. So I'm just going to ignore this kid, right?
Here I come, knocking on your door. Hello? Hello, Mr. Scrooge?
Get your disease-ridden ass away from my window.
But please, please, sir, it's nearly Christmas.
Can you see I'm about to swim in my gold?
A pittance, my lord.
Grab a rock from my garden. It's probably more than your net worth, and just leave.
Goddamn, sounds like Scrooge even.
You rue the day you came across Tiny Tim.
So in this scenario, like, we're taking over these things, but we also are the left and right hemisphere of Santa.
You are also the left and right brains of Santa, yes.
Ho, ho.
I want the key to Scrooge's mansion. Let me in. I'm going to get that fucker with the whooping cough.
You guys have to agree. I'm the only person receiving a gift here is Jen.
Hell yeah, like, give him the key. I'm taking Scrooge down.
No, the other side of the brain doesn't agree.
Okay, let's come down with an amicable solution. I get all of Scrooge's wealth. He stays alive.
No, no, no. We got to make a scenario that's fair and let Matt have all this old guy riz and swim in a vault full of gold coins.
I'm a tiny child who's on his way out as well, because, you know, diseases aren't going to last very long.
Oh, we'll get him a quest one.
No.
Charles Dickens is fucking Christmas Carol time. He just gets a quest one.
Yeah, give me this electronic that I can literally do nothing
yeah.
with.
Yeah, quest one.
A piece of plastic. No, I don't agree. Left side doesn't agree with you. Give me like a sports automobile.
What the fuck?
I'll become a god in that time. It's Tiny Tim.
You get a Switch. With a single battery charge and Fortnite with the gritty.
I would be burned alive at the stake, dude.
Just take it away from fucking Bruce after his parents are dead. Give it to Tiny Tim, Jen.
Okay, so I'm Tiny Tim. Broken leg, whooping cough, dying. Poor Scrooge, dying, old, hates the world. Father works for him. I need something. I need a gift. Christmas coming up. Scrooge hasn't been visited by ghosts yet. What would make my Christmas good in this time of the year? Probably not a roast turkey, because that's just food.
We replace the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future with all the ghosts from Phasmophobia at once.
How does that make it better?
Well, I mean, it tortures Matt, so I kind of, you know, I'm kind of not.
This is a gift to Jen.
It's a gift to me, knowing that Matt's getting tortured.
You just get a photograph of it. Here you go.
Just pictures of him having a heart attack. In his bed.
I think I see an orb.
You see the child fucking climbing on the ceiling.
Wait, that's a ghost?
Yeah, that's one ghost.
Never seen that one?
No, I've only played the recent like Phasmo since its like major releases, like since its major updates like the other week around Halloween with you guys.
Oh yeah, dude, there's that one. There's the one with like the hatchet or the lady with like her bleeding face and stuff. There's a ton of new ghosts. Which you would have to deal with as Scrooge being visited by like the 12 ghosts that are in Phasmophobia now. What?
Jesus Christ, there's a lot. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's what you guys are going with? Sounds good to me.
Well, he doesn't want to share his wealth, that greedy bastard. So I'll have him die from a heart attack and I'll take his estate.
I'll say like, yeah, there's like simple answers here where it's like, Scrooge just needs to be like, Santa doesn't need to give anything. I could share my unlimited wealth. We're not doing that here.
Absolutely not.
No, we're both dying. If we can't both have it all, we both get not nothing. And that's what Santa brought. See, Santa always gives everyone what they want.
Basically, this is the scenario that's going to play out.
It's fair.
Fair, equal justice. Wait, you want Tiny Tim to die?
No, I'm just saying, but I'm not going to give it to you, so we both can't have it. Like, I'm giving you an out.
Giving me an out, just
yeah. What do you want to keep living in this life?
Oh, thank God, free me from this mortal shell.
Christ, guys, this turned out far better than I possibly could have thought. You all would have made it. We're almost up on time. Does anybody have anything else they want to throw in before we call it quits on the Dungeon Runners podcast for another 5 years?
Well, this is probably going to be the last one of this year.
True.
Yeah, definitely last one. Yeah,
happy holidays, everybody, from us at Dungeon Runners Podcast.
Happy holidays.
Don't forget to tune in every, and then we auto-generate like whatever times we actually post, just right here, between here. Don't keep this in. Keep in like some, like cut this part out, put in me saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I am not going to do that.
Friday? Yeah. Now I just sound like a fucking psychopath.
We're just going to put the clip of Spike losing to a kid.
Mr. Creepypasta, you got your butt kicked by a kid.
God damn it.
Oh, I'll put that in.
This is so old now.
Hard end.